Eating vegetables, fruits, and certain crops promote good health due to the antioxidants and vitamins they contain. But the recent phenomenon of inducing some of these fruits and crops with calcium carbide could cause memory loss, headaches, and dizziness, among others. The carbide is unscrupulously used to hasten the ripening of some foodstuff. The head of communications at the Ghana Standards Authority, Kofi Amponsah Bediako, spoke to Joyce Jeche about what the authority is doing to address the problem.
This is common knowledge because we know that food preparers today make sure that they add all kinds of things to let things ripe fast. One of the things they use is calcium carbide. And once they spray them on banana, pineapple, plantain, it helps the item to ripen quickly. And this is done for them to be able to sell and make more money. They have their consequences. They can create some health hazards. When you put it on the thing, part of it gets to the food itself. And as you consume that, it can give you a day loss of memory. It can create dizziness with mental confusion.
Since you said this is public knowledge, and like you've just enumerated some of this to us, what is the Food and Drugs Administration doing to really control this on our markets?
What we do is we categorize our stakeholders, like food vendors. If it's food sellers, we get them. Even sometimes we deal with farmers.
So like you rightly stated that you are being proactive, but in the case of Sudan 4 in palm oil, the organization had samples and tested them, and it was as a result of that this whole thing blew up and got to realize their mistakes and are now doing the right thing. So is there no way such a similar thing like going with the law enforcement agents to really cause the arrest of some of these market women to serve as a deterrent to others?
Well, that is one option. But I tell you, if you take even the area around GBC alone, you will need about 100 policemen to help. Because from that place to Nima area, plantain sellers, bean sellers are not easy. And you cannot just pounce on people and arrest them in the case of banana. You need to test. In the case of palm oil, Standards Authority and FDA were very alarmed, and we had to rush in to do something because it is also carcinogenic.
So what are other measures the organization has in addressing this?
Education, that is what we need to embark upon to ensure that as much as possible, people see the dangers involved in these things. We should not just be interested in money, but we should also be interested in being our brother's keeper.
That was the head of communications at the Ghana Standards Authority, Kofi Amponsah Bediako, in that interview with Joyce Jeche.
Meanwhile, fruit sellers and some market queens in Accra say allegations of carbide used to ripen fruits are not true. Speaking to our correspondent Mary Ansoma Boache, traders at Malamata and CMB markets disputed the claims and called for evidence from their accusers.
I used to inspect their wares, but I didn't find any evidence. What they use currently is kontomire or cassava peels because of its ability to produce heat. Nobody uses carbide to hasten the ripening of banana on this market.
When we bring the banana from the farms, it is kept for 3 days, during which we buy a big black polythene bag and keep them in. We cover it with the dried plantain leaves and big sacks. It is the heat that makes it ripe.
No chemicals are added to ripen tomatoes. It is the farmers who spray it on the farms from time to time to aid in its growth.
We don't use carbide or any other substance. It is plain and natural.
Those were traders at the Malam Atta Market and the CMB Market here in Accra, talking to our correspondent, Mary Ansoma Buachi.